This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that language is the bearer of culture. Inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language. He added that the Marathi language and the Marathi literature have performed the remarkable task of opening the doors of social liberation for the oppressed and deprived sections of society. He pointed out that there has never been an enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. The Prime Minister said that since 1878, the Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan has been a witness to the country's 147-year journey.
ये मराठी सम्मेलन एक ऐसे समय हो रहा है जब छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज के राज्याभिषेक के 350 वर्ष पूरे हुए हैं, जब पुण्य श्लोक अहिल्याबाई होलकर जी की जन्म जयंती के 300 वर्ष हुए हैं और कुछ ही समय पहले बाबा साहब अम्बेडकर के प्रयासों से बने हमारे संविधान ने भी अपने 75 वर्ष पूरे किए हैं.
The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. The External Affairs Ministry today said that recent statements about US aid funding are troubling and lead to concerns about foreign interference in India's internal affairs. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said relevant departments and agencies are looking into this matter. He said this while replying to a query on US President Donald Trump's remarks about US aid funding. The External Affairs Ministry said that the Indian mission in Panama is in touch with the local authorities regarding the Indian nationals brought to Panama and Costa Rica on deportation flights from the US. Replying to media queries, Mr. Jaiswal said they are verifying details to determine whether the individuals concerned are Indians or not. Mr. Jaiswal also said that the government of India accords high priority to the safety, security and well-being of all international students in the country. He said the ministry has been in constant touch with the Odisha government and KIIT authorities since the matter of death of a Nepali girl came to light. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today underlined that in order to retain his leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global changes in the entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 FMM session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa. Dr. Jaishankar stated that the challenges include food, energy and health security, establishing digital public infrastructure and promoting women-led development. He stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than compulsions of competition. India today assumed the chairmanship of the Bay of Bengal Intergovernmental Organization, BOBPIGO, from Bangladesh at the 13th Governing Council meeting in Male, Maldives. The Indian delegation, led by Secretary of the Department of Fisheries, Dr. Avilash Likhi, assumed the chair during the event. Dr. Likhi assured that India will diligently work towards elevating the success of BOBP, IGO to new heights. He underscored the importance of regional collaboration and the crucial role India, along with other countries, is playing in advancing the interests of developing nations. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the Indian-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. He mentioned that India and Japan share a globally recognized strategic partnership rooted in brotherhood, democracy, culture and economic cooperation. The BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters today, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said US aid was being used to interfere in the electoral process. He asserted that the Congress cannot defeat Prime Minister Narendra Modi through the efforts because of which they are seeking support from foreign forces. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa set a victory target of 316 runs for Afghanistan in a Group B clash at the National Stadium in Karachi. Opting to bat first, Protea scored 315 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.